You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And we're taking a look at the latest rules that are on the table for unit trusts that are being proposed by National Treasury around how unit trusts are going to be taxed going forward, the differences this will make, and potentially how it could affect you and I as those that invest in those sorts of products. Joined on the line by the Director for Personal Income Tax at National Treasury, Johan Lamprecht, to take a look at this and see if we can make sense of this. Johan, good evening. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with what's being proposed here and why.
Good evening, Germany. Good evening to your listeners. I hope you can hear me all right.
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
All right. So there's three main proposals in the document that we've published, which people can comment on until the 13th of December. So we're looking forward to those comments. So the first one is the proposal to make a collective investment schemes fully tax transparent, similar to what you would find in Switzerland and in Hong Kong. So what that means is currently it's a flow-through system. So this will be even more of a pure flow-through system, if you like, whereby returns would not be taxed in the vehicle itself. It will only be taxed in the hands of the investors or the unit holders in this case. So that is the first proposal. The second proposal is to have a safe harbor. So safe harbor percentage is mentioned of 33%, but it's just an example really. So the idea is that a certain percentage of the value of the portfolio can be traded per year. And if you're under that particular percentage, that threshold, that's a safe harbor, it will always be taxed as capital. Anything above that would then depend on facts and circumstances. So that the idea is to give more clarity to investors in terms of how their investments will be taxed, whether it will be taxed as capital, whether it will be taxed as income. And then thirdly is the proposal to take hedge funds out of the collective investment scheme regime from a regulatory as well as a tax perspective. The reason for that is that in their very nature, hedge funds are different than collective investment schemes. They tend to be more shorter term focused, and they tend to be also traded more regularly. So that is the idea of doing that. So those are the three sort of key proposals, which we're hoping to find some interesting comments on.
Johan, the first two proposals that we looked at, obviously the full follow-through option and the safe harbor option. The follow-through option is something that's used in the US. The safe harbor option is something that's used in Europe. How do we align our own South African tax structures and our tax system to be convenient for South African taxpayers rather than looking at these systems? Obviously, it's good to be able to learn from guys that have done it before and kind of see which one works best. Is there a world in which we say we don't particularly like this one alone or this one alone, and we kind of find a new merge system for ourselves?
Yes, the idea is not necessarily to follow any of the international examples, you know, exactly as they are. The idea is to come up with a unique, fit for purpose solution for South Africa. So currently we do have a flow through system, but it's not transparent. So if certain proceeds are not distributed to investors, it can still be taxed in the collective investment scheme. Whereas, and there's also uncertainty at the moment in terms of whether it will be taxed as capital or whether it will be taxed as income. So what we have found is some collective investment schemes, we saw a lot of trading turnover. And trading, if you look at case law, if you look at facts and circumstances, trading normally would be taxed as income. So just to get more certainty about that and to sort of get a better framework for so that investors would know, and also the stakeholders, the fund managers would know when it would be taxed as capital, when it would be taxed as income, particularly the safe harbor option is proposed. And then in terms of making it fully transparent, that is to bring the the investment, the taxation regime of collective investment scheme much closer to if a person were to invest directly in these assets, not through a vehicle. Mm. So that's sort of the idea behind that.
Mm. I was actually coming to that, Johan, to say, how does this now affect the everyday investor? Because for a large part of it, a lot of investors go through into these collective investment schemes and these unit trusts via, whether it's a financial planner, whether it's an asset manager, whether it's a hedge fund, via a separate vehicle, right? So now if we're bringing this more in line with saying that investors can almost think of it as though they themselves would be, from a tax base at least, be looking at the implications of that, does that put the taxpayer at an advantage or at a disadvantage, understanding that in some cases they might still have to go through these third-party providers and still pay fees?
Yes, we will look very closely at all of those things because, as you noted, it's collective investment schemes are a very important pool of savings for South Africa, and many retail investors do invest through unit trusts, also pension funds invest. So we obviously going to look not to disadvantage or discourage people from investing. Another consideration is the fact that collective investment schemes are well regulated. They offer a lot of protection to investors through that regulation. And one of the arguments for having a preferential tax regime is to encourage investors to invest through those structures. Some people may agree with it, some people may disagree with it. Some tend to say no, but it should be more in line with if you invested as an individual. But we will definitely take all of those into account, all of those factors into account. One of the issues that may come up is the whole issue of when you get taxed. Is there a deferral, or do you get taxed on an annual basis? And then obviously the big issue is whether it will be taxed as capital or whether it will be taxed as income, because that will make quite a big difference to the returns, after-tax returns of investors.
Absolutely. I suppose we will continue with these. I believe the draft is currently out for comment and discussion until the deadline of the 13th of December. And perhaps between then and February, we might see something being prepared for the budget speech of 2025. But we'll leave that conversation there for now, Johan. Thank you for the time, for the insights, and for giving us a bit more color around what it is that National Treasury was thinking when putting this forward. We'll leave the conversation there. That's Johan Lamprecht, who is the Director for Personal Income Tax at National Treasury, joining us to take a look at the latest proposals for the new tax structures that could be put in place for unit trusts and collective investment schemes.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.